Drones have strayed into Poland, the Baltics, and even as far as Danish and Norwegian airspace. Russia has been blamed for some of them, but denies any crossings are intentional. Whether it's a test or provocation, one thing is clear: Europe is hardening its defences. EU ministers agreed Friday to develop a drone wall along borders with Russia and Ukraine. 10 countries took part in talks, including Kyiv. The so-called drone wall is an electric defense barrier that would stretch across Europe's eastern flank, using sensors to detect, track, and jam enemy drones, and if necessary, bring them down. Notably absent so far, EU member Hungary, which has avoided criticizing Russia and maintained cordial relations. To set up this wall, the EU will have to rely on Ukraine, which most nights intercepts hundreds of Russian drones launched into its territory. It is one of the few European countries to build its own, cheaper counter-drone systems, including fiber-optic guided models and kamikazes. A contrast to the missiles and fighter jets NATO used against the Russian drones that recently entered Poland.
Ukrainians are currently the best in Europe at defending against any kind of drones. We are ready to share our experience with other nations that need reliable protection against these threats.
Officials say the system could be deployed within a year, but the big unknown is how much it will cost. Brussels is yet to determine expenses, but recently approved 150 billion euros in loans, part of which could fund the wall. EU leaders will meet in Copenhagen Wednesday to discuss it further.